Chapter 4. A Public Divorce. 2 weeks later, Archer was sitting in his office at Letter Blair and Lowe, lawyers, when Mr. Letter Blair sent for him.
"My dear sir,"
began the old man, looking a little worried,
"I need to speak to you privately about..."
He stopped and pushed his fingers through his white hair.
"About family. I met with Mrs. Mingott yesterday. Her granddaughter, Countess Olenska, wants to divorce her husband. I'd like you to look at these papers."
Archer felt his face turn red.
"Her family is against the idea, of course, and they have told the Countess,"
Mr. Letter Blair was saying.
"But she still wants to speak to a lawyer. Mrs. Mingott and Mr. Lovell Mingott have both asked for you."
He held out some papers. "Does she want to marry again?" asked Archer.
"That's what people are saying, but Countess Olenska says no,"
replied Mr. Letter Blair.
"But please read these papers before we speak any more about it."
Archer took the papers back to his office and sat down to read them. There were letters from Count Olensky's lawyers about money and a short, horrible letter from the Count to his wife. After reading it, Archer knew that he had to stop others learning about something so private. He sent the Countess a message, asking to visit her later, and went back to Mr. Letter Blair's office.
"She'll never get back any more of her money than her husband has already given her,"
said the old man.
"A divorce, which everyone will hear about, is a terrible idea."
Archer suddenly felt differently. "I think that it's for the Countess to decide," he said.
"But when people hear the Count's story about her, there'll be very unpleasant talk."
"Unpleasant?" cried Archer, too loudly. Mr. Letter Blair looked at him in surprise. Neither of them spoke for a moment.
"You agree with me?"
he said finally. "Of course," replied Archer.
"And you'll talk to the Countess about giving up the idea?"
"I can't promise that until I've spoken to her."
"Mr. Archer, this divorce will hurt the whole family. A family that you're marrying into."
Mr. Letter Blair was becoming impatient. Archer suddenly did not want Mr. Letter Blair to give the work to anyone else. It was too private. He should be more careful. "I only meant, sir, that I'd like to be able to tell you what the Countess says. I'll speak to her immediately." As before, the Italian girl, Nastasia, opened the door and took Archer to the sitting room. He was angry to find Beaufort there, standing by the fire, looking down on the Countess. She sat on the sofa in front of a wall of flowers. She was wearing a long, dark red dress that showed the pale skin of her arms.
"If you go to Skuytercliff with the van der Luydens, you'll miss my party on Sunday,"
Beaufort was saying,
"and there'll be music. You must come."
"It sounds lovely, but allow me to think about it. I have to talk business with Mr. Archer now, she replied. Beaufort looked impatiently at Archer. Then he kissed the Countess's hand and left. As soon as he was gone, the Countess's face became sad. Oh, how I want to be free of the past, she cried. I understand, said Archer. Until I received your message, I didn't know that you worked with Mr. Letterblair, she said. But you can help me. Now that you've read the papers, you know about my life with my husband. Yes, but if the terrible things that he says about you become public, you could be hurt. But how can my husband hurt me here in New York? Archer had to tell her the truth, that her husband's stories could hurt her here more than anywhere. New York society isn't like Europe, he said. It's a very small world, with strong ideas about marriage and divorce. She sat looking down at her pale hands and said nothing. That's what my family has told me, she said at last. Our family, I mean. For you'll be my cousin soon. Do you agree with them? Well, said Archer, public talk of the divorce will be very painful when there are these terrible stories about you. And what will you get for it? He wanted her to say that her husband's stories were lies. I'll be free, she answered. Archer felt disappointed. The stories in her husband's letter might be true. Maybe she did hope to marry the secretary who helped her to run away. But aren't you free already? I have to help you to see these things as your family do. They love you and want the best for you, he continued. She got up and stood by the dying fire without answering. Their meeting was over, Archer thought. Then, suddenly, she said, All right, I'll do what you want. This was so unexpected that Archer felt lost for a moment. Without thinking, he took both her hands in his. I do want to help you, he said. You do help me. Good night, my cousin, she replied. He took her pale hand and kissed it before turning to the door. Over the following days, Archer kept thinking of their meeting. The Countess was a quiet young woman, but her life excited him. He felt sure that Count Olenski's story about his wife and his secretary was not a lie, and he understood how it happened. She was young and frightened of her terrible husband, so she was thankful to the man who saved her. But in the eyes of New York society, this made her no better than her husband, and Archer had to tell her that. At the same time, he felt strangely jealous. Then, Archer received a letter from May, who was in Florida with her parents. Be kind to Ellen while we're away for the winter, she said. She likes and admires you very much. She's still unhappy, but the family don't understand that. She doesn't feel at home in New York after living in Europe. She's interested in music, art, and books, like you, and misses them. You're almost the only person who can talk to her about these things. How Archer loved May for that letter. He felt sure that Ellen Olenska could look after herself better than the innocent May believed. She had men like Beaufort around her. But when he saw the Countess again, at the theater with the Beauforts, he knew that May was right. Ellen was unhappy. "I've done what you wanted. I've taken your advice," she said quietly. "That's good," replied Archer, embarrassed that she was speaking about this now. "You are right, and I'm thankful to you," she continued. "But sometimes life is difficult." On his way to the office the next morning, Archer looked everywhere for yellow roses, but could find none. That afternoon, he sent the Countess a message asking to visit her later that day, but she did not reply. 3 days later, he received a letter from her at last, from Skuytercliff, the van der Luydens' country house. "I ran away the day after I saw you at the theater," she wrote. "I feel safe here. I'd like it even better if you were with us." Archer was very surprised by her letter. What was she running away from? He was disappointed, too, that she was not in New York. "But I have friends near Skuytercliff," he thought. "They'll be happy to have me visit for the weekend."